With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. On the presidential campaign trail today, former President Donald Trump extending season's greetings to supporters in Durham, New Hampshire.
Let me begin by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas, remember? You couldn't say that.
As the war continues to grow, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren says Israel may soon have to divert some of its war resources away from Hamas and toward Hezbollah.
At the outset of this war, I was in favor of freezing Gaza, freezing the situation in Gaza, pounding Hamas in its tunnels day and night, but focusing the major thrust of our military effort at Hezbollah, which is roughly 15 times a greater threat than Hamas.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll from the Associated Press suggesting Americans are worried over the state of democracy and how next year's presidential election will affect its future.
62% of adults say democracy in the U.S. could be at risk, depending upon who wins the 2024 elections. That view held by 72% of Democrats, 55% of Republicans, but for different reasons. President Biden's warning about former President Trump's promises to seek retribution against opponents, while Mr. Trump says the president has weaponized the government.
That is correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Very rough weather across much of Florida, where it's been windy and rainy for 2 days. And the forecast predicting more of the same as the busy holiday season weekend continues, with Saturday likely to be stormy over most of the state. Outside decorations are being battered and just being blown away, and that's not all. The wind and rain now heading toward the eastern U.S. This is SRN News. More churches are quitting the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas in the Holy Land, a somber affair this year due to the war. Officials in Bethlehem say there will be no Christmas tree and all celebrations will be muted. One local pastor says, "We have never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of COVID." He says the city is absolutely empty, calling it very sad for one and all. This is SRN News. There will be no investigation of small Jeeps.
There were complaints that engines on some small Jeeps can shut down while being driven. About 229,000 Jeep Compass SUVs from the 2019 and 2020 model years were targeted. A probe opened last December after getting 15 complaints that drivers have gotten dashboard messages saying their coolant temperature is too high, followed by an immediate engine shutdown. But an investigation found that the failure rate was low and that the SUVs can normally be restarted immediately after the engine shuts down. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street continuing on the high side this week. Yesterday, the Dow was up 56 points at 37,305. S&P 500 was down just a fraction at 47,19. NASDAQ gained 52 at 14,813. More details at SRNnews.com.